What's up, you guys? Woo! It's your girl Anna with the Undateable Chicks podcast. And Liz is a little late tonight, but she'll be here shortly. But tonight, y'all, we are talking about wife material. And we got a special guest, Miss Gabrielle Janelle. Go ahead and say what's up.
Hi, hello.
Oh. How are you? I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
I am so excited, y'all. This lady is, she's amazing. I literally watch her cook. I saw her do amazing things online. Oh, she's a director. God. She's everything.
Jesus, here she go.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and, you know, how you got to Atlanta.
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, and I moved down to Atlanta in 2014 to pursue acting as a career. And somewhere along the way, I just fell in love with filmmaking and being a personality, and so that's kind of what I've been doing since then.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you know this show is called The Undateable Chick.
Undateable.
All right, so tell us about your status. Are you single? Are you married?
Girl, no, I ain't single. I can't be single in 2019. Child, that ain't for me. No, I'm happily engaged.
Okay,
and
awesome.
I'm happily engaged to my high school sweetheart of 14 years.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's happening.
Okay. So have you planned like a big day or anything like that yet?
No.
Okay.
No, because I'm an actor, okay. And we all know what acting pockets look like, mm-hmm. and that's about what I'm doing.
Okay. So. All right. So you know, I understand that. All right. So we're gonna hop on in here. We watch material. Okay.
Hold on now, and we need a. Can I have a piece of paper for a fan or something? You know, I'm getting a little dewy. I don't know if my interrogation is starting to set in or whatnot. But I'm getting a little hot right now. I just need
something. Get this right here. This yellow piece of paper.
Anything. Amen.
Oh, I know. These lights do it, y'all. We got the lights so recording.
Yeah. Lights can't.
I don't know if that's gonna work. You get them. Keep it a little small. Get the yellow. That might work.
Okay. Yeah. I will not. Bend it.
Okay, yeah, that's her. That's my baby's diploma. She graduated from kindergarten.
Amen. She flying high like an eagle. Yes, God, fly.
Does that feel good, girl?
Oh, it feels really good.
Okay. You good. All right, y'all. So we're going to hop on into this interview. So, first question. We just want to know, you know, what constitutes what wifey material is like. Do you know who came up with that term? Like, did men come up with that or did we come up with that?
You know, I feel like wifey is like the bootleg version of wife. So, I think men came up with that, mm-hmm. to be honest. Probably just a way to excuse ratchet behavior. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's wifey right there. She ain't the wife, you know, but she wifey. You know?
Oh, okay.
She almost did. You know, almost taking her seriously. That's how I think it came about.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So, now, okay, I know you and your sweetheart have been together for 14 years.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, when it came down to, you know, determining if you guys were getting married, was there a time limit? Did you have a time limit for set for him? Like, he better do this in next year. I'm done.
You know what? In the beginning, no. In the beginning, I just was enjoying our friendship, the relationship. And then, like, once we hit the 8-year mark, I was like, okay, what are we doing?
Yep.
But we were children, you know. Yeah. 14 years ago, I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I wasn't thinking about marriage at that point. But once I started getting into my 20s, I was kind of like, okay, we're doing this, but where are we going? And so I personally believe every relationship is different.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the circumstances. It depends on, you know, if you guys met as adults. If you're 30 and you're dating for 8 years, you know, that might be a little bit long than I know if you're going to be somebody's wife or not.
Right.
But starting off as 14, I think in our situation, that was okay.
Okay. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's a question I get a lot. Because these questions that we have usually come from the viewers or the listeners. And the major thing they want to know is there a time limit on if we're going to be, you know, are we together for 6 months and how we go, oh, I slept y'all.
Leave us here. Watch me, how you doing, Liz?
All right, so
what's up, everybody?
Liz is in the house. I told him you was gonna be late, so
yes,
you gonna see me time.
What's all right. Yes.
I still have.
She got the natural hair, y'all. She look natural, professional, casual, everything.
Because it's Monday, Wednesday.
Hump day, so she got a hump in her hair. I put the wig on my head. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, yes, amen. That's it. So right now we're on one constitution, wiping material. You know, okay. We came with that, and so basically. She was stating that she think men came up with it like a slang like situation.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on time limit.
Yeah.
And their time frame, her and her fiance, just to get you back up on things, have been together for 14 years since they were in high school.
Yeah, yeah. Freshman year. Wow. Yeah. Freshman year.
And when she got into her 20s, she was like, bro, what's up? What we doing? Uh-huh. So you know, we had a couple episodes like that. What are we? That's what the episode was called. What are we doing?
I mean, but it's an important conversation to have.
It is. And know? Personally, I don't think a time. Well, for me, a time is a business. I've divorced now. However, when I did, you know, we got engaged and all that kind of stuff, we were only together for a year.
Okay.
And not to say that's the reason why we're divorced. I just think we were super young. I was 19.
Okay.
You know, and we grew apart.
Yeah, yeah.
But he knew what
Which
he wanted.
Happens.
Yeah. Yeah. He knew what he wanted. And that's just how I feel about that. He knew what he wanted. And so I think men know what they want in general. Now I know it's a phase going on around here about women just proposing to men. I'm not doing it.
Oh girl. No, that's not necessary.
I'm not doing it. So
I'm so old school, honey. Like right. I got the soul of an 88-year-old woman. I ain't doing none of that. You better get on your knee. And don't put no pillow down under your knee. Either. Okay. Put the knee to the ground.
What did that? Gucci man. Gucci man. He had to pull up and he'd get down on the ground because his pants was white.
Oh my God. So it's that serious.
It's that
it
serious.
Is. Some guys are just that's like that. It is. So what do you think about time limits when it comes down to, you know, if you're dating somebody, how long he got to be like, we doing this? If, especially with things going good. Y'all don't not having rocky moments because that's
right.
Important.
It
too.
Is. Yeah,
there is. Yeah. Definitely. If we're compromising, everything is flowing the way it should be, and I feel like this is something that's going to grow into something more than just a boyfriend and girlfriend thing, then yes, we're going to have this discussion. We're going to talk about what is a delay, and if it is, what are some of the things that we need to work towards so that way we can have this as a family, as a one. Because if we're together, we're one, like you say we are, then let's make this official. There's no need for us to just be doing this modern law with just being boyfriend and girlfriend for 10 plus years.
Yeah. Some people are okay with that.
And they are okay.
Yeah.
They are, and which is fine. You know, I don't mind. If we're going to be a companion, that's fine. And if marriage happens to go into play, I'm fine with that too. But at the same time, we need to know what direction is best for us.
Right.
So if I need to go somewhere else, then I will. But if not, then we need to make that decision together. But don't waste my time. My biggest issue is being time being wasted.
Right. We also need to be very upfront and vocal about our wants and needs in the relationship.
Yes.
So we can't expect the conversation to just come up. And also, we as women, I don't believe that we should be scared to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If that question is lingering, where you like, hey, where is this going? You shouldn't be afraid to bring it up and have that conversation and be open enough to not want to, you know, because sometimes you feel like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want him to scare him off. But if, you know, if that's what you need and you want, you have to voice that. And if this is the person that's truly for you, they'll leap at the chance. They won't run away, you know? So, yeah, that's what I think about that.
Yeah.
But I also don't think you should put a time limit on anything.
Right.
I'm a person that believes in things happening organically. You know, anytime you try to set limits and boundaries and timelines, you know, at the end of the day, I believe in God too. And I believe that everything happens in God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't, the more you try to control people or try to control things, the less natural and organic things can happen.
Yeah.
So let it happen. And when you come to that place where you're like, hey, I really like you, things have been going well, whether it's been 2 years, whether it's been 6 months, whatever. Hey, where are we going with this? What do you think about marriage? And those are other questions that you should be asking as you're courting. Because some people, they want to be in a relationship, but they may not want kids. And so 8 months into the relationship, you want to have babies and he doesn't.
Right.
Now what happens, you know? So I think those questions are really important to ask in the beginning. And I know we'll probably get to that later on the show, but...
Yeah, I agree. That is definitely needed.
What do you think about when it comes down to living with someone or you know,
I'm shacking up.
So how does that work? Like, for me, I'm gonna be honest with me. I have a thing, like, I guess from my mom saying, like, she just pushed that in my head, you don't need to live with a man, don't live with a man before marriage, don't live with a man before marriage, that kind of thing. Me and my ex did not move in with each other until our lease was up.
Okay.
And so we were married, and for 6 months we had separate places. We spent the night or whatever at each other's house.
We're married.
But yeah, but it was just like,
you know,
get it on the way to the house.
It was just like, we didn't. Move in with each other, you know. So after 6 months, after we were married, that's when we got our first place together. And so that's just something that's been embedded in me. And so if that opportunity comes up, like, I've changed a whole lot since I was 19 years old. So my mindset have, but my mom is still in my head about
that foundation.
So I see women doing it, and I've never done it. And I've had two guys that I've dated, you know, relationships have asked, oh, let's move in together, we'll save money, we'll do this, blah, blah, blah. And I just can't, you know. So how do you feel about that? Like, do you think it strengthens the relationship? Makes the relationship? Y'all should see her face right now.
She's like, I'm marinating on that.
Well, first of all, I'm very old school. I really, really and truly don't believe you should be moving in with someone until you feel like that is your forever relationship. Mm-hmm. That is your marriage, so to speak. But, you know, again, everybody's situation is a little bit different. So, again, I'm from Buffalo. I moved down here to pursue acting, and my fiance was still in Buffalo. So I was here by myself for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, baby,
where are you?
I miss you. You need to come down here, okay? So he did. And through that, you know, we had no choice in that. I think living with someone is really going to test you. Mm-hmm. Because being away or long distance for as long as we have, and then we moved in together.
Yeah.
There are some things I'm learning about him, and that he's learning about me. Some compromising that, I mean, we just got into an argument like 2 weeks ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. It was, you know, I be on my stuff sometimes, you know, like I go a little crazy, I go a little AWOL. I don't have no control over that. But I'm like, you know, It really tests you, number one. It lets you know a lot about who you are and what you're willing to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not going to, don't go through all of that if this is not a person that you really feel like you can be with forever. And some guys, you know, being 2019, it's some shady niggas out here that be like, let's move in together. He don't want to pay all of his rent. Mm-hmm. So he want to come in and he want to live with you. Mm-hmm. He wants you to help take you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's some, so you got to really know who you dealing with. After a couple of months, no, we not moving in together. But, you know, if that's your nigga and you like it, like, this is it. Mm-hmm. Then go for it.
Right.
So I definitely agree. Okay. Yeah. Because with me, I know that with relationships, I've lived with someone before, and I'm with you on that as far as getting to know someone first. Like, I'm also not so prone to just hop in because I've done that before, and it's like, no, I'm just gonna wait so that way we can know each other.
Don't do it,
right? Don't because do it, y'all. When you do it, it's all chaos. Man. Right, exactly. All chaos. So, exactly. You know, if you're gonna do the whole, you know, living together before marriage, you know, just make sure you know that person and you all have an understanding that this is where you all want to do and where you want to be.
Yeah.
But if not, we just roommates.
Exactly.
Period. That's it.
Bro,
that's
roommates.
That's it.
Roommates. That's the word.
And that's, you know what? That's what scares me the most, because I've listened to my friends. You know how your friends vent to you. Oh, he's here. You know, I had one friend, her guy, like, you know how you have a friend. You know her nigga full of shit, but she don't know it. Like, for
how
real?
How much time we got?
Like, no, for real. Yeah. No, we got about 60 more seconds before we go on the break. That's what we're going to do, y'all. So, listen, we gonna take a 5-minute break.
Because
we got to cool off.
We got to cool off.
Yes. And we're going to come back to that.
Because that's too much.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? My friend's nigga was full of shit. And she didn't know. And this is what they were going to say.
Okay.
She didn't know.
All right,
y'all. All right, you guys, we are back.
Hey, I'm ready.
Hey, okay. Okay, so we were talking about my friend who had a knee who was shit. Excuse me. He wasn't nothing. And this would have come out with a roommate thing. Okay, so basically what happened was we was coming back in from out of town. We were supposed to stay an additional day. Her son was with us and he got sick. He was a mess. So we had to come back one day early, right? So the issue came about when she called. She kept calling. She called me the whole time. We were gone for like 2 days. Mm-hmm. He never answered the phone. Mm-hmm. And so he drove semi-trucks. Mm-hmm. Truck drivers are whores.
Mm-hmm.
Whores.
Rest stops.
They whores.
Rest stops.
Okay, anyway. He parked his car at the like shopping mall or whatever. And he drives the truck at the shopping mall and drive the car to the apartment, right? So we're riding down Jimmy Carter Boulevard, and I'm like, dang, is that his truck right there? She's like, no, he said he on the road. I'm like, sis, no, like, his truck right there. Like, I know the truck. I meet with y'all all the time. Like, that's his truck.
Right.
No, that's not his truck. I was like, okay. Okay, it's like, because I see things. Like, I don't know God. You know, I have a really close relationship with God. Like,
amen.
I talk to him like I talk to y'all.
Hallelujah.
All the time. So, you know, he was revealing things to me while I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, girl, why you don't see it? But that's that comes with people not having, I'm not going to say don't have a relationship with God per se, but just how you're being into your spirit, into everything, you know? So, long story short, we going down the street and go to her place, her son's sick, of course. We pulls up, he in the car, and he just looked like he up to no good. He just looked like it. You can see it on his face. And so she was like, what you say? I've been calling you this whole time. He's like, man, you'll never believe what happened. Yeah, I had parked my car here.
You never believe what happened, huh?
And I was like,
I bet I can. Why indulge me?
I was just like, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see my face?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't, no. Mm-hmm. He was lying. He was lying. Like, I saw through that. He, for me, what I analyzed in that relationship, he literally was there just to have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything for her. Nothing out of the norm. That was her child's father. Mm-hmm. He did the bare minimum of everything. And with that situation, I saw that I'm not doing that shit. The only person I've ever lived with was my ex-husband. And I've had several relationships after that. But I'm not finna live with no dude for nobody to waste my damn time. They
have That's what they call him. He's a hobo. He gonna live where he can lay his head. He gonna have a relationship with whomever gonna give him a bed to sleep.
Right.
Hobo. Sexual.
That's the new one. And it's just like, I just feel bad for her because she didn't see it. She literally was blind.
But I mean, sometimes you can't feel bad.
It's a penis.
Because when people are put themselves in these situations, then they allow themselves to do that. The only thing you can do is give her advice. Now, she listens, that's on her. If she doesn't, but at the end of the day, you can't get involved with other people.
I get no advice. I just observe it. You sure about that? You sure about that?
Oh, okay.
You can't do that.
I can't be let them be.
We can't be friends. I'm sorry. Just because, you know, I'm a realist, okay? I'm true to myself. So if I'm true to myself, I'm going to be true to you if you're my friend. I'm going to give you the advice that I would give myself, and I will give you the advice that I would expect for you to give to me. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can't even see the truth in your own relationship, how you going to help support mine?
Yeah.
How you going to give me advice when I need advice? Mm. You choose not to open up your
eyes. That's
it. And at the end of the day, a woman has a woman's intuition.
That's it.
We just choose to ignore it.
That's
so
it.
You, first of all, lady, you're making poor decisions.
Right.
And see, I need people in my circle, on my team, in my court that are making good decisions. And
that's
people also who are going to help me where I'm weak.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you with a dude where you like, at the end of the day, you have a woman's intuition, whether it, you know, you tuned it out or whatever, but you got to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. You got kids, whatever the situation, you knew that was this car. You told yourself it wasn't because you can't want to believe it. You wake up every day when a nigga come home and it's 2:30 in the morning and he say, babe, you would never believe.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? Okay, see,
lies.
And you know it's a lie. But in some women who don't want to be alone or whatever, they will say, you know what? I believe you, babe. Knowing good and well, you don't.
Yeah.
But you just don't want to be by yourself. And that's a certain emptiness, too, where you lack a certain substance. You know what I'm saying? That I don't know. I can get deep with this, but I'm sorry about your friend. But
no, that's it. That's it. Like right. I can just, I'm gonna go just a little bit into depth with that. That friend is no longer a friend to me because she's gone, and I can tell you a short story. So you about a year ago, I was engaged to be married. The one thing I can do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can get a ring.
Yes, girl, you better get a ring, and you better find you a good cum shot. I'm saying,
get a ring. So, but the guy was dating. He proposed to me, right? So I was doing the planning part, got my bridesmaids and everything. That whole situation, I literally had 11 bridesmaids. If I was to get married now, I got 5. I dismissed all of those people who were not my friends. They revealed themselves. They were jealous as hell. And that particular friend was one of the ones, because she was in a relationship. So she used to invite me to things. I think just for me, I always can. I'm like, was it a couple thing? She'll say, no, but when I get there, everybody coupled up. I don't like to be the third wheel. I don't like that. And so she told me, this is what she said to me, this is why we're not friends anymore. She told me I wasn't wife material.
She said you weren't
wife material. She told me I wasn't wife material.
But she is.
Because let me tell you what she said. Right. Hold on. She said, I dressed up.
That's it.
What? I dressed up the I don't carry myself as a wife.
Okay.
What else did she tell me? She said that I date a lot, and I'm like, well, I have a boyfriend now, so there's different. No, but you was dating this person just last year, and I'm like, well,
but she need to be dating somebody new because they truck is parked at the damn mall.
Right,
ma'am.
Right. And so when she said those things to me, and that's the party that's supposed to be my friend, I was hurt. And she was in my wedding party, you feel me?
Yeah.
And she literally said, I do not approve of this wedding. You should not be getting married because you're not. Why, that's what she said to me.
Yeah.
So I took that internally, like, dang, what's wrong with me? And why would she say that? I stopped talking to her. I didn't even give her a reason. I just cold turkey stopped talking to her.
And that's sometimes you have to do that. You have to just cut them off. And regardless, people don't need an explanation why I'm not friends with you or we're not.
Yep.
Talking, there's no explanation needed because if it really was genuine with the way you said it was, then I wouldn't even be doing this.
But that's how did she say it to you though?
It was just like
a blow up thing. So what happened was before me and my ex got engaged, we had broke up. We broke up for like, I'm gonna say like 2 weeks. We had a falling out, but it was petty something. It was just a petty little thing or whatever. And we women. What I do, the issue was it came with the woman. So I was like, okay. He ain't cheating. He just was talking to somebody. He was entertaining another woman. He was entertainment.
Cheating!
He was
that's cheating! You better not be talking to nobody. Right. You know about time, my place. You know that right now. Right. You wake up in the middle of the night. I'll be standing over you with a damn knife. Don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
So I found out about my get back was going on a date with a Mexican.
Yes,
Max, he's with you. His name was Jim. I didn't know shit he was saying, but I was just praying.
His name was Jim.
I went on a date with him, and I told him, it was just a date. I just went out to eat, but I only did it just to make my guy jealous.
Did he pay for the meal?
He did.
Hey, man! Get your Mexican food! Get your tacos!
Jim paid for everything.
Tequila.
But I did not understand crap he said. However, he told me he wanted to build me a house, and I remember that.
Ooh,
yes. He had like 6 jobs, y'all. He was amazing.
Yes, 6 jobs. See, that's your hustle. See, you gotta get your money. That's
a tattoo. 6 jobs.
What's his name? Was Pablo? You said Pablo.
No, his name was Enrique. Jim.
No.
His name was Jim, y'all. So, anyhow. And we were celebrating her graduation. She had just graduated with her master's degree.
Your friend?
Yeah, my friend.
You
so like, I went with him. Okay. And I was like, yeah, he's my ex. You know, he turned my life. He want to talk to me. So I'm going to go on a date. I took pictures just to be jealous. You know, we do stuff like that sometimes.
Right.
She judged me off of that situation. She was like, oh, you was dating this person. You was doing this and you was doing that. I have a boyfriend. We broke up and now you try to judge me. So the issue was that we went to Chick-fil-A. I was giving her an invitation to be the bridesmaid. Like, hey, do you want my bridesmaid? And she basically told me, she's like, I'm happy for you, but I'm not approving of this. I don't stand behind you because, first, you're not wife material. You dress it up with. How are my clothes going to determine what type of person, what kind of wife I am. You know what I'm saying? Number two, she told me I dated around too much. Because I went on that date with that one person. Mind you, I had been in a relationship with this other person for a whole year.
But it wasn't a date. You were just
fool. That's it. That's it. And third, she said that she don't see me as a wife. That was just plain out. And she was looking at me in my eyes. She said, I said, damn.
But is she a wife, though?
Hell no. My mama said she was jealous. My mama said she jealous.
I mean, that's just
she been with her nigga for 10 years. And he full of shit.
But if she with him, how old is she?
31.
So she been with him since she was 21.
Yeah.
She been with a nigga since she was 21 years old. Do she have a ring?
Nope.
Is she married?
Nope.
So how the hell is she gonna tell you?
That's what I said. And that's it. That's something I go through with like, that's why my friends have gone down a lot since that situation. I'm glad, even though it didn't work out, I called him out because he was full of shit. It's okay. You know, we learn. I'm an age now. Once I see one flag, I'm done. I can't do it. I'm not staying around for no
time.
More.
You don't have time.
It's 2019. It's not. I can't.
You got to do.
I left that alone, but that planning process of that wedding let me know. I had a friend call me and say, I can't do this. This is overwhelming. I can't do this. But she sat up there and she helped plan somebody else's wedding. The engagement party was trash. It was at some bar. I don't even like clubs.
She didn't do yours, man.
It was horrible. That's what I'm saying. And she made it seem it was he did. That I'm telling you, it was made for me to see that, like for real. And so this is where this wife and material episode came from because I'm just thinking about people in general. They judge the people off of the way they just how she a wife and she can't do this. Nobody knows how I take care of a man. Nobody knows how I take care of a family, how I can pay bills, how I budget, all that stuff. I can do all of that. Right. Just because I dress the way I dress don't make me, you know, I can't do it because of that. Like, people, you know, they had it on me. I don't give a shit. Cook it with 2020 is my year. I'm marrying somebody. All right. That's it. All right.
We have to thank God in advance for what's already on the way. So thank you, Lord, for the man that's going to walk into my life, who's going to change my life for the better, who's going to be my companion, who's going to be a great person to be around my children, who's going to love me, who's going to pour into me, who is a God-fearing man. Thank you, God, in advance that he's on the way, God. Yeah. Just give me... Let me stop, girl. I'm about to start praying up in this thing. Yeah. So I believe that marriage is forever. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that, you know, outside of, you know, being infidel, having infidelity in a marriage, I feel like once you get married, you're going to work it out.
Right.
We're going to work this out regardless. And so when you set a date, right, or you get to the point where you're like, you're demanding a ring, we can get the ring and still kind of be oblivious to what's going on. But once you set a date, which is what I'm in the process of doing, now I'm starting to reflect, okay? Does he have all the qualities that I need in a man? Is he as hardworking as I would like him to be? Is he as religious as I see myself being? You know, I feel like, too, sometimes, like I said, I don't know if you talked about this, but I grew up in a church, so we were at church 4 times a week, and I've fallen back a little bit. I'd like to be back in a space, especially once I have children, where we're actually going to church, because I feel like there's a lot that a child gets when they're in the midst of other God-fearing people. And so I'm like, okay, is the man that I'm with interested in doing that? Because we all know that, you know, you don't want a house that's unequal.
That's true.
And we so we're talking about those things. We're talking about the breakdown of our finances. We're talking about gender roles. What do you expect from me as a wife? What do I expect from you as a husband? We're talking about where exactly we see ourselves business-wise. Again, what roles we play. Do you want kids? How many kids? There's just so many things that now are popping up that you have to be cognizant of. So it's like, before you say yes to this, does he have all of the qualities that I have on my checklist on a real level? Like, okay, he's cute, great. Okay, he got nice teeth, great. But, you know what I'm saying, when the chips are down, is he going to be there for me?
Right.
What is his family like? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's another thing that we don't think about. His mama crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? And his sisters, whatever, his brother. You have to look at all of those things, because once you become one, that's your family now.
Yes.
You know, and so their actions impact you too. So I think that we have to just dig a little bit deeper beyond the surface level. He's cute. He's tall. The sex is great. He drives a nice car. Okay, great. But does he believe in God? Okay, great. But does he want to support me and have a family? Does he want kids, and how many? Does he believe in God? And does, you know, because my sister got into a situation where she was Christian and the guy that she was dating for so long was Muslim. And so they got to a point where he was like, well, I need you to be Muslim. And she was like, well, I need you to be Christian. And right. then it just fell apart. But if that conversation had happened initially, then we wouldn't have been 4 years down the line with 4 years worth of baggage and experiences and love. You know, again, it goes back to having those serious conversations in the beginning, speaking on what you expect from somebody, what you need to thrive, and just being real and upfront and not scared about that. Right. So,
That's right, because we're all grown. Right. Are we really going to be a true adult? Period. We're going to adult and do what we need to do and not be afraid. We're all grown about the situation.
You have to
express
be.
To me how you feel.
You
and
have
if
to
you
be.
Feel a certain way, allow me to put myself in that situation.
If I want, if I don't, let me go.
Bye.
Or let's compromise. Maybe. Even if we don't see eye to eye initially, do you have a heart enough to compromise
exactly.
with me? If you want kids and I don't want kids, am I willing to say, okay, well, I'll do one.
Right.
You know, as opposed to you want four, I want none.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, let's compromise. Let's see. And I believe, too, like, whomever you're going to marry that person, I'm a firm believer in life partnership. I know Jada Pinkett talks about this a lot, where she doesn't talk about somebody being a husband or being in a relationship. That is a life partner. This is somebody who, if they get sick tomorrow, am I willing to drop everything to support them and be there for them? And if your answer is no, then you, sis, it's time to move on. And on the flip side, if I get sick tomorrow, has this person shown me enough to where he dropped his life to support me, Right. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to life partnership, I firmly believe that people need to be friends first.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people meet people and they're like, oh, you know, he's cute, she's cute, and it's the first attraction is based off of lust, and the foundation of a lot of people's relationships are based off of lust. And I personally believe that person has to be your true friend, because at the end of the day, with your girlfriend, there's certain lines you won't cross with your girlfriend. There's certain things you won't say. There's certain ways you won't hurt her or betray her. And so with a man, I think it should be the same way. It's certain lines that you should never cross because you don't want to betray your significant other. And so if you don't have that foundation of friendship first, that's what you need to work before you even think about saying I do. That nigga needs to be your friend. Yeah. Like your best friend. Like you gonna choose him over your girlfriend type friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
real. And when you start saying bitch, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you bitch. That's it. A girlfriend, yeah, I'm like, bitch, you my best friend.
That's it.
And after I come to you, I want to come to you and tell you the tea.
Yeah.
And you listen, you like, damn, she did that?
Hell yeah. Like, I need you to agree with me, too. Don't take her side. Space calculate the lead.
Yes. All right, you guys, we're going to take another 5-minute break. So you guys keep quiet, listening, not watching, listening. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we are back.
We back or whatever. You know what I'm saying? All right. Y'all missed us or no?
Yeah, they missed us. All right. So we were on the topic of before saying yes, the foundation of marriage. So we're going to go back to what constitutes what wifey material is. Like, can you tell us what you think that is?
Okay, girl. So I'm going to tell you what I think wifey material.
First of all, I'm going to tell you what I think wifey material is not. I don't believe wifey material is the generic, stereotypical, she cooks, she cleans, she gonna have my baby type of situation. What I really think wifey material is, and this kind of goes into the like partnership, more friendship roles, is somebody that is loyal. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's gonna have your back. Someone who you can get great advice from when you're going through the struggle. You know, just somebody who can be there for you and who will blend in with the family that you were born into, no matter how dysfunctional or how functional that person is. You know, you don't want to have a very, very strict, contemporary kind of family and then you bring home, you know, vanilla ice cream from Magic City, but you also don't want to have that family and you bringing home Becky from Harvard. You know, that it can go, you can find love in different ways, but really it's just somebody who overall can fit into your life and be of mutual benefit to you.
Yes.
And your family and your potential children in the future. That's what I think white people do.
What advice would you give a single woman that's dating and not really having any luck with a consistent person? Like, she just dating just to date. There's no, hey, what are we doing?
Well, see, after a certain age, ain't no dating just to date. Okay, that's what you call a waste of time. Mm-hmm. You know? After a certain age, you got to figure out what you want, what you don't want. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all the relationships that you've been in that didn't work, where did you meet the guy and what do they all have in common? Mm-hmm. See, now we have to look at some data. Okay, we got to look at some numbers and some charts now, because you can't be 52 years old and you done had 17, 11 husbands and ain't nothing wrong with you, you know. And I'm not saying that nothing can be wrong with the woman, but sometimes it's our choices. Mm. If you keep meeting, you know, Ronald and Ray Ray and Taekwon and all of them Pookie. From and Pookie now down at the Humboldt Inn at the bar and all of that, you got to maybe go to a library. Or you need to go to a museum, or maybe you need to take your ass to church.
Okay.
Excuse me, Lord, I didn't mean to say ass, even though that was in the Bible. Amen. Okay. So no, but seriously, you know, if your relationships just don't seem to be working out, I mean, at the end of the day, I personally believe in playing offense and not always defense. And you have to sometimes look inside yourself and figure out, not that there's anything wrong with me, but what type of men am I choosing?
Yeah.
And look at how you were raised. Are the men that I'm choosing reminiscent of my father? You know, what type of relationship did my parents have? Because a lot of times we learn through observation. And sometimes we want to have the man in our life to resemble our father. And sometimes our father wasn't always that good of a man, especially if he may have been putting hands on on your mom, or if Papa was a Rolling Stone, or if he just went to the store to get some milk and never came back.
Yes,
you know, you have to figure out, you know, and this is for a grown woman. When you get to that point where you're like, look, I'm really ready for a really very good relationship, I would call my exes and just be like, hey, why didn't we work out? And after you call maybe the third or fourth one, and they all kind of saying the same thing. Oh, you was overbearing. I ain't like how you was checking my phone. Oh, you know, whatever. You can take those things into consideration and say, okay, well, maybe there's something I may need to
do. We need exit interviews when we break up, y'all.
We need,
we need, like, that closure.
Yes.
Just so you would know.
Yes.
Let me call and stop you, because I still want you, even though that may be the case.
I mean, I'm still.
Right.
No. I thought you liked my
Okay, y'all. So we have a question from a listener. She wants to know how you feel, but I think what she's asking is what should she take from this? Her boyfriend, who she's been with for 3.5 years, told her that he loves her, but he's not in love with her. And
time to go.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Time to go.
And they've been living together.
Oh, no.
We're roommates.
See, we talked about the roommate situation. We talked about you living together. Now he's saying he ain't in love with you, which translates in man term that he don't see himself being with you. But now y'all splitting the rent, and you probably in the house cooking and cleaning for him too. So he's living in the house getting all the wifely privileges, but now he's saying he don't want to be with you. Sis, cut him off.
Let it go.
If he loves you, I love my mama. But that don't mean I'm gonna cook, clean, and have sex with her. You know what I'm saying? On Friday nights when he come home drunk from the bar.
Right.
He need to go. Mm-hmm. He need to go. So definitely. We need to figure out when your lease is up. Mm-hmm. And then from here on out, we need to stop cooking, stop cleaning, and only pay our half of the rent. If you are paying half, which I assume you probably are, because he's saying that he ain't in love with you, so y'all probably will. I'm sorry, sis. No judgment or anything. You know, this is sister stuff.
It happens.
So, no. He got to go, and you got to give him his space, you know, and you need to figure out you deserve love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you deserve someone to be in love with you.
Right.
So, leave him alone.
Happiness is key. It's all about having a happiness and being at peace.
At peace.
That's definitely it. I would just say, I don't gonna say I don't cook, because I like cook, and I'm a healthy better, so when it comes to that, I don't like eating out. I like cook.
I cook too, but I cook for myself.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can cook for yourself. Oh, you can take your black tail to the supermarket and get your groceries, and you can cook.
Yeah, so I would say stop doing wifely things to this man, because he is basically using you.
Yes.
That's all he's doing.
That's all. That's, he's getting all he can get because he's going to milk that cow.
They're going to do it.
Especially if you give him the opportunity to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you let him do it, they're going to do it. That's like me sitting, you know, going somewhere and it's a purse full of cash. I take the dollar out and they look at me like, you got it. All right, I'm taking you out. Right there, if you're going to be open and let them do it, then that's what's going to happen. Yeah. I know you want people to do the right thing, but people do not do the right thing. So that's when you have to step up and say, hey, this ain't for me.
No.
Let me stop wasting your time, you young girl. You're cute, too. So, yeah.
Oh, that's her right there. She's cute.
So she,
Sis.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So you can get you a young girl.
She got kids. And you ain't got kids, girl. If that pieces up in 2 months, you better get on out. Get you, girl. Hot girl fall, okay? Hot girl fall. Find you a man.
That's it.
That's your job. Ah, she's
Go ahead, let it go. Let it be, because it's not worth your time or your energy. He's letting you know that he does not see a future with you. He's happy with you right now.
Yeah,
so, and as long as you there, he's going to keep getting what he can get out of you.
Right.
You better off finding, starting your courtship now with somebody else instead of wasting another 2 more years on him with him. He blatantly told you that he's not in love with you.
Right.
So he ain't even trying to hide it. Like,
I appreciate
thank you for the truth. Thank you for this data. Let's have our exit interview. Why aren't you in love with me? Okay, thank you. I'm gonna put that in there, Jamar. Okay. And I'm gonna go and find me another man, girl. You better look. It's plenty of festivals in Atlanta. You should go out there. You know, beautiful chocolate man out there, just sipping on them pineapple drinks. You know, just the sun.
Just make sure they like you.
And make sure you, while he said this, too, just go ahead and start saving your money.
Save your money. This is the time for you to go ahead.
If you haven't already, go ahead and start saving. Find the exit.
Amen.
So if you can leave him in that place where he is, let it be.
Because your name about to leave, they'll put on your credit, girl.
Yes.
Start seeing, you know, Lil Sean that work at the job. Because, you know, he's been looking at you for weeks, honey. It's so many other men out there that's probably
you might want to get your work husband's try.
Yeah.
Get your work husband. Love. Go on ahead, girl. Girl, make him some lunch one day. And be like, you know what? Thank you so much. I just was thinking about you and I thought I'd bring you some spaghetti.
You might have to work in the
kitchen. He might let you stay in the house. He might have wife.
Okay.
Then what?
Okay. Okay.
Y'all are silly. All right, you guys. The time has come. We are going to be saying good night. We're ending the podcast right now. And I'm so glad you guys tuned in. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank y'all for having me. Awesome. Y'all have a beautiful podcast, a beautiful situation. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. So go ahead and haul at your tag so we can find you.
Okay. Hi. Hello. You guys can find me on Instagram at Gabrielle Janelle. That's at GabrielleJanelle. I am known as the ID Answers Girl because you know I always have questions and I need answers. Okay. So you can find me there on that. And that's basically, and I'm on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook underneath the same thing. So, you know, just follow me. You know what I'm saying? We can have this a little IG relationship.
All right. Alright, so this is your girl Liz, and my apologies for my tardiness. Y'all know I be having things going on, but you can't.
No, for real though.
You can find me at Kitty Y'all, that's KittyAll, and also on our show, The Undateable Chicks. I'm gonna let you guys tune in tonight. We living it, we doing it.
Yeah. Alright, guys, so this is your girl Anna, and you can find me at AnnaStopper25, that's at AnnaStopper25 on IG, Facebook, and
then a little dance too.
Oh yeah, you know,
she got a little roll or whatever. You're gonna be rolling.
So I want to thank you guys. This is episode 11. We doing this thing, y'all. Season 1 has been lit so far. The very beginning of the Undateable Chicks, and I appreciate every single person that comes through here. and you know our little studio. You feel me? That's it. So I want to shout out to our camera guy, Deontay. Hey! 6 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 concerns, please hit us up at The Undateable Chicks Podcast on IG, or you can hit us up on our individual pages. Be sure to go ahead and follow Gabrielle Janelle. She has awesome content, and she's an awesome girl. And she's funny, and she's coming back on the show, y'all.
Oh, I'm coming back. Okay, y'all.
All right, good night, you guys.
Good night.